Okay, so welcome back. We had to take a quick pause, a 5 minute day, basically, a 5 day break, and we're back
We
recording.
had a baby incident.
That's mom life.
Yeah.
It is. Before we talk books, I have news to tell you
Tell me.
that I haven't told you.
Oh, goodness.
It doesn't involve me, but it kind of does.
Okay.
So in March, my parents are flying down to Florida
Ooh.
to look at specific properties to purchase, to have for vacation.
Ooh, it's like a timeshare, but theirs.
They're like looking at like the villages and stuff.
Oh. Well, they're trying to party with old peeps.
Yeah, so she was like, it has to be like 55 and up, and it needs to be. She's like, it's got to have a pool, and they need to allow dogs.
All right.
Those are her
Do
requirements.
your parents want to like
So I
live in
don't know. They
Florida?
have so no, not to live, but to be able to like get up and go whenever they want. Don't
Yeah.
mind the glass of wine. I spent all day at Smiley's with eight children.
What is Smiley's?
So that was fun.
Not everyone knows what Smiley's
Smiley's is like, it's kind of like the Urban Air or like the Sky Zone, but more like ball pits
is.
and
Adventure
slides.
Park.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that was like news I had to tell
That's pretty
you.
nice.
I knew they were going, but my mom told me that was why, and I was like, so can I like go whenever I want?
Yeah, I was like thinking closer to me, but you know, I get it. They want a little. Oh, I mean, they want to go further
I
south.
mean, it's in Florida.
Yeah.
It's in
Yeah, but it
Florida.
takes us 5 hours to get to Miami.
Yeah, but that's not
Wild.
where I'm trying to go.
No, but you wouldn't be. You'd be closer probably to
I don't know
Miami
where.
than Jacksonville.
No, so I think they're flying into
Yeah.
Sarasota,
Oh, yeah.
is where they're
That's
flying to.
the west side.
Way south.
That's the west south. That's okay. That's a nice area.
Either way, a girl can dream.
Right.
It's closer to you.
That's true.
Okay, so what have you read recently?
So recently I just finished Quicksilver by Callie Hart. So good. I loved it.
Can't wait.
I needed a little break though. I needed to get away from fantasy for a hot minute. So I'm reading the series that you suggested, which was the Rebel series, right? Rebel. So I'm reading Done and Dusted,
Rebel Blue.
Rebel Blue. So I'm reading the first book, Done and Dusted.
Wait. Yeah, the Rebel Blue
Yeah.
branch. I'm sorry, I was second guessing my name. Lila Sage. Those are all great.
Yeah, I'm excited to read them all
So
or
great. Are
listen.
you doing the audio?
Yeah, I kind of do them both, depending on if I'm like,
Okay.
usually mostly audio, because you can do audio wherever.
Okay.
But yeah, I finished Quicksilver. I thought it was a good romantic fantasy book. Obviously, right before then, I got done with Onyx Storm. So it was like kind of up there. And if you hear something in the background, my
Have
dog's
you
going
read
crazy.
anything? She's got the zoomies.
Callie.
It's nighttime.
Yeah, she does. She's got the major zoomies.
Have you read anything since Onyx Storm? Oh, you read Lights Out.
Yes, I did read Lights Out. Yeah, I forgot.
Okay.
I listened to that so
Which
quickly.
is a quick read.
Yeah.
Good read. I ran into somebody today at Smiley's. She was sitting on the counter area and she had her book and it was Lights Out, but she had like headphones around her head and I definitely walked right up and I was like, don't mind me. I'm going to be a little weird for a second, but are you immersively reading Lights Out? And she said, yes. And I said, oh, good, because you can't miss out on the audio of it. Like,
Yeah.
it's so good on audio. And her friends were like, yes, we love the weirdos. Like, be weird. I was like, yeah. She was really early into Lights Out, but I was like, you're in for a ride
Yeah.
and you'll love every bit of it.
I thought it was.
It's good. And dirty.
Yeah, it's a dark romance, that's for sure. But the banter is
Dark.
great, so.
Dark. Banter is top tier and they got a cat. That's a cherry on the top.
Yeah, I don't have cats, so.
Do you like cats?
I do like cats. I'm just very allergic to cats.
That's right. Okay. I did know that. I wondered, like, as soon as you said it, I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, if I touch a cat,
But you don't have issues with your huskies?
no. I mean, I
Because
have
you would
every
think it's
once
the
in a while.
fur.
Every once in a while, I get a like a flare up, but no. And honestly, I don't really like I give them like pets and kisses, but I'm not like rubbing their backs and stuff. I only
Yeah.
pet their heads.
Pet.
This is how the podcast will be, just random nonsense. Love it. Quicksilver,
Oh, this is the
though,
best, though.
I know you asked me like what Shadow Daddy I liked best, Zayden or
Yeah.
Kingfisher. And I can't decide. I think they're just different. Like, yeah, they do the same thing, but they're just different men. But I just put them in the top tier category.
Yeah. I think, well,
But you read Quicksilver.
I don't know. Like, people talk about. I love Quicksilver and I love Kingfisher. I also love Carrion. And I can't wait to hear more about him. But I think, like, people always talk about Zaddy. And for me, I'm like, yeah, great. He's fine. But, like, he's also taken. Like, he's Violet's. I can't think about him. So I just don't. I'm like, yeah, great. He's fine. And there's some great scenes, but I'm like, all in all, I'm like, eh, it's Violet's, man.
But I
Not
mean,
mine.
Kingfisher's
I'd rather.
taken too.
Yeah,
But
but.
his is like a god, what do they call it? Like a god bond, god bond.
It's different. It's different because it's not just like magic from dragons. Like, he has magic.
But we don't know if Violet and Zayden are also bonded like that. I don't know.
True.
I don't know. We got to talk about Onyx Storm at some point.
I. We will. We. I think we're going to need to do that somewhat
Yeah,
soon.
before I forget everything.
But I think my favorite thing about Kingfisher were his tattoos
Yeah, definitely had a lot of tattoos.
and the things they do to him and other people. So I'm just like, yeah, tattoo me up.
Yeah, tattoos that move.
Right. Like Maui,
Oh,
Moana.
yes,
Move and
I love
dance.
that. You're
Or change, come and
welcome.
go. Oh, anything else you read recently that deserves a mention?
No, those are three books since Onyx Storm that I've lights out, Quicksilver, and now I'm doing done and dusted. Now that's all the time I have. What about you and all your books?
I just powered through the Flight and Glory series by Rebecca Yarros, which included some amazing stories. They were so well done. It kind of just involved like I love a story that has like three or four books, and like each book is a different like friends love story. Like I enjoy that. But it was a group of guys that were all in the military, and it dealt a lot with deployment, death, injuries, PTSD, re-upping, but also the woman's side of being home while he's on deployment and that community around you. And I don't live that life. I have friends that live that life, and what an appreciation, because it was done so well. I think I was sobbing through all of the books. Like, I can just, like, I felt like I was her.
I think Rebecca's husband was in the military, so that's
Yeah.
why she writes so many. Actually, I think almost every book that I've read by her, even the romance ones, I mean, even in Fourth Wing, right? They're military type based places. So I think she writes a lot about military because
Yeah, there's war.
she resonates with that a lot.
So that series was Full Measure, Eyes Turned Skyward, Beyond What Was Given, which was one of my favorites, Hallowed Ground, which was my other favorite, and The Reality of Everything. Yeah, did you know that she actually got like canceled? They like try to cancel her because her husband was offered X amount of money to come back in and go be deployed again. And she like took to her blog to basically publicly write the military a big no
Like that's not
letter.
happening.
Yeah, like we're not doing that, and I'm not taking X amount of money for my husband to go and be deployed again.
Yeah.
Like, no, he served his time. And they like shut her blog down and everything because she did it publicly,
Wow.
which I thought was really interesting. Like, go her.
Yeah.
But so I read those really quick, and then I read a couple other ones, but what stuck with me was I read some Kristen Hannah,
Oh yeah.
which I didn't know she wrote Firefly Lane.
The TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was surprising to me, but I read The Women and then I read Nightingale.
Love
Both were
Nightingale, yeah.
amazing. Nightingale was like my favorite out of the two because it's more like my genre of interest. So that one was really, really, really good.
Yeah, the
And then I
Nightingale's
was in
excellent.
like,
I recommend that book to a lot of people.
oh, I think basically any Holocaust story I read, I'm gonna be like, I think everybody should read it.
Well, and that gives you a perspective on like what the French endured during the German, like when the Nazis came in and like they came in, overtook towns, overtook your home, and like was like, I'm here. Like, can you imagine? And I know the
Yeah.
book
I
was
had.
nonfiction. Fiction? Which way is it?
It was fiction.
Okay. I always,
So fiction is
yeah,
fake,
I,
and nonfiction is not
it's like
fake.
Greenland and Iceland. It confuses me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
In like
Even though it's
elementary school, my best friend remembered it that way. So
Greenland and Iceland.
non-fake is not fake.
Oh.
Nonfiction is not fake, and fiction is fake.
Which you think it'd be the other way around, but you know. So fiction, yeah. So, but the
Yeah,
story,
it's
I mean,
fiction.
it's about two sisters and their journey through that, like what they endured differently. But I mean, it really truly happened to people.
Well, yeah, and I think, like, who's not to say that somebody's story was not very similar?
Exactly. We would just really never know.
Yeah. So after that one, I was kind of in the mood for another historical World War II era. And so I read Our Darkest Night.
And who's that by?
Wow, is that good? So it was by Jennifer Robson. And this is like the
Oh,
cover,
yeah.
Our Darkest Night. And
How'd you come across that
let
book?
me tell you, just searching on Hoopla,
Okay. Huh?
found a bunch of random books and like favored them, figured, oh, I'll give them a
Yeah.
shot. It's fiction. This was like the first story. I was like, I had like 2 or 3 hours left. And I texted Brittany and I was like, I'm actually wondering if she's gonna kill the main character off. Like,
Which, you know, books they'll
I just like
do.
wasn't, yeah, but it was like, I don't know what's gonna happen. But it came together at the end so beautifully. There was a wonderful twist at the end. And yeah, I recommend it. I gave it like a 4 stars, probably 4.5 maybe.
Yeah, that's fair.
But and then I started Quicksilver to like listen audio again.
Because I was telling you stuff about it,
Oh.
and you were like, what?
In order for us to chat about that, I need to re-listen. I lied. I started another audio.
Oh.
I've been working on the Zodiac Academy.
Okay.
So the third one, I found the graphic audio on Hoopla. And so I started that last night.
Hoopla really carries those
And
graphic audios.
whenever. I like the Zodiac Academy. I know a lot of people don't like the bully trope, and I don't really like it either, but it's the story.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
They're
I've
fun.
seen not a lot of great ratings about that book, but I mean, there's books I rate that I like, but I mean, it's gotta take a lot for me not to like it.
Yeah, I think those are ones you either like it or you don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are like the current reads.
Yeah, you got way more to go
What
than
do we
me.
want to talk about? Well, we want to talk about Metal Slinger.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about your virtual somewhat book club.
My virtual, so
We weren't really good
okay,
for this last
so
month.
yeah, February has been like after the holidays, I think people are like, ugh. But the end of January is like birthday city for us. And it just kind of gets crazy. And then February, it's like Valentine's Day and our anniversary and all sorts of stuff. So
Well, and also we're
in
trying to get this
January, we
podcast
started
up.
like a, yeah. So in January, we started like a virtual book club. We all put a book name in the pot, did a little spinny wheel. It picked it for us. We read it and then we met one evening over like virtual video chat and just chatted about it. And the book of choice by the wheel was Metal Slinger.
Yay.
And I think it was good. I think everybody decently enjoyed it except for one, but she's very critical about writing. She's very smart. So she's like, this is why it didn't make sense to me. Like, she's thinking through all that.
Yeah.
But I think for a lot of us, it was like, this was a fun read.
Yeah, I'm with the I think her name was Natasha when she said I read for the vibes.
Natasha, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with her.
Yes.
Yeah, I read for the vibes and
Oh, I think it was a good book. I am excited for book two. We did not realize that it was the start of a duology that is not completed
here we go. Here it is.
when we chose it.
The Metal Slinger by Rachel Snyder.
Metal Slinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. So we're going to talk about that this evening. What do you think about it? Would you rate it?
I rated it a 5. I mean, so
Okay.
there, I mean, it's romantic, it's like got a twist in it. I mean, it's got powers. It's a very romantic fantasy type book, once again. And
Yeah.
it's just, it's, there's a very good twist literally at the end. And I don't know. And I just love love. You know, romance is my favorite. I just love.
We don't really get our love at the end, I feel like.
No, not at the end, but
Our love is in the air.
the love is in
It
the air.
was good through it.
I do think that what happened between Acker and Bryn, I do think that they truly do love each other. So I feel like I need to read the back of
Yeah.
the cover so people know what it's about. That's what I'm about.
You want to read it?
If I can get to it. What did you think? Let me get a minute to get
I
to it.
thought it was good. I rated it a five. No, you're good. And we're going to discuss this book. So that means we're going to assume that you have read it already and you just want to hear chit chat about it. So there will be spoilers. Or you're like us and knowing the ending, hearing the spoilers isn't going to change the fact that you're going to read it or not read it. So you're fine with ruining that for yourself. Moving forward, as we discuss it, but I think I gave it 5 stars originally. I don't know. I was kind of going up and down if I would adjust that to a 4.5,
Yeah, and honestly,
but I don't think I will.
and this is her second book I think she's ever written. I think. Because when I looked her up, I didn't see many other books. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think she was newer.
Yeah, well, it says The Breakout
I think you're right.
Romanticity Sensation by Rachel Snyder that has taken the internet by storm burst with suspense, romance, and breathtaking twists you won't see coming. Shane Lyon. So it says, even though she's not one of
You're
them,
not going to see him coming.
right? You're not. Even though she's not one of them, Bryn has spent her life among the Alaha training to be a guard and waiting for a chance to attend the annual market hosted by the Kenta, the very same people who exiled her adopted community to a life at sea. Going to the market is a rite of passage, eagerly anticipated by young adults, or excuse me, young guards. But Bryn does not anticipate breaking a century-long peace treaty while there, nor does she plan for the intense encounter with an enemy soldier that now threatens to unwind the fragile coexistence between these people and everything Bryn once believed about herself to be true. Bryn's loyalty to the Alaha is tested when the truth of who she is brought to light by the soldier who's taken an oath to bring her back to where she belongs. Narrowly escaping death to the violent high seas, Bryn's connection to the Alaha is further tested when she learns about the world of magic she's been denied. She was once certain of her fate and where she belonged, but the dark, knowing eyes of a stranger have her questioning everything, including her heart. It's packed with knife fights and searing
Oh
adventure.
no.
Metal Slinger is a smash hit, starts a romantic fantasy duology fire and metal series. And then the fire series doesn't come out until I think maybe later this year.
I feel like it's October or November.
Yeah.
I probably need to
I think
check
it's
on that
November
soon.
as well. So boom, there's the book description. If that sounds like something you like, then you should totally read it, or you should just go based off Emily and I's opinion, and because we're awesome.
Yeah. Don't think I really ever suggested a book to somebody and they were like, no,
Yeah,
it was
I also have
bad.
a hard time suggesting books to people because I don't want them to be like, eh, it was okay. And I'd be like, oh,
Yeah.
broke my heart.
I should have said, like, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry.
You didn't like that. So that's what it's about. If you haven't read it and you don't want to be spoiled, come see us later. We're gonna kind of dive into it a little bit. I liked the setup. I liked the two, I want to keep calling them worlds, but it's more like
Islands,
continents or
yeah,
something.
something like
Because her people, the Alaha people, didn't live on land, they lived on water.
that.
And like, if you just imagine Avatar, Way of the Water, like their villages on top of the water, that's what I
Yeah.
pictured.
And they're just like
And
stacked. It's
so,
like stacked on top of each other.
yeah, I never liked Kai's dad ever in it.
Oh,
I
Ren.
still don't think I like him.
Yeah.
Is that his
I
name?
think his name
His
is
dad's name,
Ren.
Ren?
Yeah.
You might be right. I think so.
I make you thirsty?
You did for water. I've just been sipping my wine. Who else stuck out to you at the beginning? I need to know more about
Messer.
the other female guard.
Oh, the one that got locked up.
Because we she, yeah, she's like out of the picture now.
Yeah.
Like the whole rest of the story.
Yeah, she was in the beginning and
But he said that she was suspected
then. Yeah.
of being.
Basically, like Bryn wants to be a guard. She's training to be a guard, runs into a stranger of Kenta guard, but he like knows who she is. Like his mission for years was basically looking for her. Because she is like,
Yeah, she's been like on this
she's
other
basically like the lost princess.
village.
And
She didn't even know it.
she doesn't know about powers because you only have powers when you live on land and they live on the sea. So she never awoken.
Now, I have a question. Do the Alaha people know that power exists?
I don't know.
Do they?
They never said anything like that, I don't think. And I mean, if they did, I didn't catch it.
Right, because I'm just thinking when they went to the market, like they're on this dock and they know everything's like more riches and like better food and all that kind of stuff. But I'm trying to remember if they said they knew they had power.
Don't know, because obviously when she went to the market, that must have some land, correct? Because the guard that comes after, his name is Acker. They go through a series of things, and then he captures her and puts her hand on the wall, and then she like feels searing pain. So that's her.
And that's the start of her
Yeah,
awakening.
and she's like, what was that?
I think the hardest thing about analyzing this book is that like everything we read was a lie.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, well, Ren said that this other female guard was a part of a rebel alliance. So who is she? What side is she? Like, where does she even sit?
Right.
I think that's where my confusion is.
Well, and the other part is it this book is Bryn's point of view of everything. And then you get literally to the second to last chapter, and you're like, everything I knew was a lie.
So that was one of the things that Emily said bothered her about this book, is that usually your main character, who your point of view is through, is like the whole book is like building this trust with them, and that's why you feel connected to the story.
Right.
But then you literally got to chapter two, the second to ending chapter, and you were like, she just lied. The entire book was a lie.
Right.
Like, she had prior ulterior, ulterior, what's the ulterior?
Ulterior. Ulterior motives.
Why does that sound right to me? Yes, basically. I don't know why it didn't sound right
Well,
to me.
she. I think I mean, we're talking about the book. People should know we're spoiling it a little bit. She said,
Yeah, we
"You
are.
didn't expect me to be the bad guy." Like, no,
Yeah,
we didn't,
like,
because you seemed clueless as clueless could be.
I think the funnest part about when we read this was that I finished it before you, and you were like, okay, I know something's gonna happen at the end. And I'm like, you're never gonna guess it. 'Cause how often have we seen the FMC be the villain?
Not,
I don't think I've ever read a
yeah,
book like that.
I don't think so either. Usually the FMC falls in madly in love with the MMC and they run off and have babies.
Gosh, the babies. Okay, so Messer. How much does Messer know, do we think?
So Messer, I should say, is also what a main character, what not a main character. I can't even talk. A side character?
He's a strong supporting
Yeah,
character,
he's her.
I think.
He is Bryn's best friend. And
He's her bestie.
yeah, he has magic way before her.
Yeah. So he has magic and he's a shapeshifter.
I don't know how much he knows. I like
I think it's so
everything that
funny.
we. And we already just said this, like everything we knew, we're like, wait, do we really know?
Well, I think it's so funny. I was thinking about it the other day. Like, Messer always visited her as this bird. And then we just hear that, like, he's a bird. This bird just visits her. And I envision like a little blue, like bluebird.
Yeah, a cute little bird.
Okay. I still don't know how big. Yeah, I still don't know how big this bird is. But then when they're on the boat and the bird lands and Acker's like freaking out, like that bird eats humans whole
Yeah.
in one bite. I got to thinking, how funny was it that all that time Messer was going to her window, he wasn't just like a normal bird or like a cat or a spider or something. He was like a deadly, very rare bird.
Yeah, he's like, I've seen men get eaten whole by those things or whatever. Or
Yeah,
he's
I
read
just thought
about
it
it.
was so funny. So I'd love like some sort of like guide about how big Messer was as a bird.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
So Brynn escapes Alaha. She travels with Acker. They go through a journey, different things. They get to his like kingdom. She finds out that he's like the prince. She didn't realize that. And so yeah, it just
We
takes him on
have
a
some
journey from there.
good slow burn
Yeah.
during their journey. One of my favorite scenes is when it's a calm night. Sorry, I hit my mic. It's a calm night, and they're out swimming in the water and like floating around and looking up at the stars. I was like, that's such a cute little
Yeah,
scene.
it's like a notebook
That was really cute.
type of thing.
And then I was laughing because Messer was there. Like,
Just
totally third wheeling
yeah,
it.
just staring down.
Oh, it was so
Good book.
funny.
I recommend it. Me 10 out of 10. Or is your if you're on Goodreads,
Do
5 out
we
of 5.
think. Do we remember the guy who looked into Acker's mind? I don't remember his name, but he was when they were freshly on land and they were trying to get to his
Oh,
area, his
I know what you're
territory.
talking about, but I don't remember
And
his name because he was important.
yeah, so the guy basic, yeah, he was chasing Acker down. He can read inside minds. But he basically asked permission into Acker's mind in exchange to tell them where the healer is, because Brynn is like, or Joe is dying from her awakening situation. I want to know what he was looking for and if we're going to see him in the second book, because I think we will.
I mean, is he still alive?
Oh, that's a good
Don't think
question.
he's still alive.
I thought he was.
I don't know. I don't.
Because they left. Because Messer was fighting the healer's son who was trying to attack them.
Yeah,
Not that
but this is
guy.
way
They
before.
had a. I'm curious. I bet we'll see him in the second book.
I don't know. We'd have to go back and
That would be my guess.
look. I don't know.
I almost wonder if he, like. I don't know. Maybe he's like part of the king, like a king spy somehow or something, living life as a rebel.
It's funny what like you pick up on versus what I pick up on, because I'm like, that dude did.
I really don't think he is, because he said in exchange for telling you where the healer is, I want to look inside your brain, and then they go their separate ways.
Yeah.
And then when the next fighting scene is the healer's son coming in as a wolf, and then
No, the
Messer
next scene is them going to
shape-shifting.
the to the healer, getting healed, and then them leaving.
The next fight scene,
Oh, the
though.
next fight scene. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
My
Yeah,
apologies.
the next fight scene was that. We never saw that guy again. I'm telling you, I'm gonna put that. I'd be like the fantasy fangirls. We have a bet. We're gonna see him again.
I bet you to come down to
We're gonna see
Florida
him again.
if I win.
Darn, and if I win, I'm coming to Florida.
What a bet. We have a pool now. So.
Yeah, I'll float all weekend.
Oh, I can't wait. And we got a grill.
I know, I'm gonna be out there. I'll be out there in
I
June.
can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll have to do a little
Yeah.
pool situation again.
Oh, yeah.
Our house we always rent.
Yeah, you have a pool. We have a pool. I mean, obviously,
Yeah.
yours is in ground, but whatever. Pool's a pool.
Not mine, just the
Yeah,
house. We
no, it's
I'm
yours.
just gonna start calling it our Jackson. It's our Jacksonville
It is your
house,
Jacksonville
the one
house.
we
They're gonna
always
know who
rent.
exactly who you guys are.
Yeah, we have been there multiple times, and when I tell the kids the house with the pool in Florida, they know exactly what we're talking
Yeah.
about. So if you need a house in that area on Airbnb, I have a link for you. I get nothing for it, but it
Yeah.
is a gem. It's a hidden gem.
Just don't book it when they do.
Yeah. For real. Okay, so what else about Metal Slinger?
I got nothing
They get to the.
because I feel like then I'd be talking about the whole book.
Yeah. I'm just curious to see. I just don't know how it all plays out, and I'm assuming, since this book was so good, that she has a very clear, well thought out way. She's gonna take this with her second book,
Yeah.
but I'm just very curious.
I wonder if it's called Fire Slinger.
It was fire something.
That's when I was
I can't
like,
remember.
I texted Emily and I was like, what's Hacker's power? Because I could not remember for the life of
Don't
me. And
know.
she was like, I don't know. I'm going to have to look. I don't know. I'm going to have to look it up. And I think we both kind
Like,
of
they
realized at
literally
the
never
same
said
time,
it.
like, oh, Metal Slinger.
Metal
He
Slinger.
slings metal.
That was such a like a moment. We both we did
Yeah.
at the same time. We were like, wait a minute.
What?
He's the Metal
Yeah.
Slinger. Oh man.
So dumb.
Says release date to be determined 2025.
Yeah, so sometime this year.
What's it called? Fire and what?
I don't know. It's just called fire.
Fire
So.
and metal. It's called Fire and Metal.
Oh, that's right, because her second book is, I think I read, is supposed to be dual between the Brynn, who's she's the female main character, and then they put the MMC. So she, I don't know who the, I would assume that the main character is gonna be Acker. Oh, we didn't even talk
Acker.
about Kai. Kai is like her.
Kai was in on all the scheming. I don't know how I feel about him.
Kai is like who she's supposed to marry, like been her best friend forever since she was a kid.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we'll see if he's the main character.
I don't think he will
I
be.
don't think so. I would think it would be Acker, but.
I think it would be Acker. I think it's funny that the Metal Slinger book, with which is who he is, was through Joe's person point of view.
Yeah, and if you guys hear us saying Joe, Bryn's real name is
Joe or
Joe.
Ac or yeah, Joe or Bryn, whatever you go by.
Read the book.
Whatever. Yep. So that is that's Metal Slinger, us chit chatting about it a little bit. We have some other books we're gonna chit chat about in some future episodes. Quicksilver's on the list. We need to get a discussion going about Onyx Storm before it loses its brain space in our heads.
Right. If you don't like us, still su subscribe to us because we want the likes.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Brittany wants the likes. She's like, do it.
Likes.
Don't be mean.
Don't be mean. Yeah, please don't hurt my feelings. This is all new.
Join us, follow us along on Instagram, the Stacking Spines podcast. If you want in on our virtual book club, reach out to us on there. We're probably going to pick it back up come March because that is just around the corner. And yeah, a book a month. Like, follow, subscribe, leave a review, comment below, anything you want to see, hear, talk about. And we also, I can't forget that we have some authors we're going to be discussing books with. So we have Vanessa Stock, I believe, who we're going to chit chat with first, and we'll be discussing her first book in her series, which was called Wrath of Love. It is amazing. I had it as an ARC, and it was probably in my top three best books of 2024. So we're going to talk about that with her. She's also got Shadows of Innocence, which is coming out this year, I believe
Is
October.
she like a newer author?
Yeah, she has one book before that, which wasn't a part of this,
Okay.
but this is like a reimaginative telling of Greek mythology.
Okay. I still have to
It's
read this
really
one.
interesting. It's beautifully done. She knocked it out of the freaking park.
Okay.
So I can't wait to chit chat with her. We kind of talk back and forth on Instagram a lot. But I'm looking forward to chit chatting with her about her book and the upcoming one. And then we have another author. We'll talk about her another time, and yeah, it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Lots of fun
Thanks for tuning
things.
in. We appreciate it.
Yes, have a I was gonna say have a good night, but maybe you're listening to this in the morning. I don't know. Have a good
Have a
day.
day.
Have a day. You guys watch them too?
Yeah.
Oh, they're great.
Have a day.
You guys all have a good day, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.